Welcome to Your Face Story Podcast. Your host, Yolanda Russo, European skincare expert and creator of Beauty on Command, wants to know, what is your face story? Is it breaking out? Is it dry? Is it sagging? Yolanda offers practical, educational, and encouraging content, saving you time and money when looking for ways to look younger naturally.
Welcome again, and this is the Your Face Story that is going to lead you in the direction of finding yourself, finding your happiness, finding your true being. With the stresses that we are facing, and maybe that's the end of the stresses, I don't know, but since the COVID to the election, we were under huge pressure, and many of us are really truly lost. And I want to help you to find yourself, because I can make you look younger, but if you're not feeling younger, it's just not gonna last. So I have a beautiful guest today for you, Michelle Lane, and she is a transformational coach. She uses energy healing to help us from inside out. Okay, so how would you help us? Let's take me, for example, from 2020 until now. I'm literally holding my breath, and I just want to let go of that breath. And of course, this affects the life that I live, the relationships, the creativity that should be a little bit more spontaneous, and it takes work. What do I do?
Beautiful question. And so are you metaphorically holding your breath, or are you physically holding your breath?
I think it's metaphorically, because I do understand about breath.
Yeah. Well, the reason I ask is because when I started this years ago, like, I literally walk around holding my breath. And so I'd be like always short breathing. And that would just be a reflection of how much my body was in fight or flight. It was in survival mode. It didn't know any other mode. It was go, 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 keep ahead of everything. It felt like time was always ticking. I had things I wanted to do. I felt like it never was enough time. And it was a moment where time had a way of just like stopping. And so our businesses crashed, everything else fell away that we knew. And it gave us a time to kind of be with this change. And in that moment, it was that almost metaphorical deep breath, right? Yeah. So when we have these big visions and we have these moments where we recognize something's off in ourselves, there's an opportunity for us to go a little bit deeper than what we've known before in discovery. So we can dive into that. But I would say exhale, metaphorically and physically, because even when we do, we make space for something else. And that becomes the next big question.
I want to be in control of my own mind and my body. I love your story with what you went through and how you became a transformational coach and successful, for that matter. Can you share your story? That was very beautiful.
I just realized I do have my book, so you can go and catch the whole transformation of what brought me into that. It's called Stronger Than the Storm. You know, those moments in life where you're going great, everything's good, and then all of a sudden it feels like someone pulled the rug out from underneath you. Maybe a little bit what people have been feeling recently with all the change, where we just suffered a lot of loss. My parents, my mom had started to falter. She'd been sick pretty much my whole life, but she was on the end of her life. My dad followed, my aunt followed, my cousin followed, my husband's father, my father-in-law followed. So we, in a two-year period, had a lot of loss on top of the economy changing. Back when the housing economy really shifted, we were in building materials trade. And so when one little trickle down happens, it happens in other areas. And we found ourselves fighting for our business that we were successful in for 20 years on top of all of this happening. So what do? We tie our shoes, we get up in the morning, and we get to work, right? And we just work a little bit faster. And if we can just stay ahead of it, we can manage all the things. And then we can take care of the kids. And we go home and we just go until we deplete. Yeah. And then we just pass out, hopefully sleep for 3 hours. If we can't, we catch up on everything we couldn't watch in the day anyway, and we're not sleeping. And then we find ourselves a little burned out. Maybe our body slows us down. And that's what happened. And so as everything else was perceived as collapsing, My body as well was exhausted. I had two young babies at home. I had built this huge business with my husband. We had had the wealth that we never thought imaginable, and we were dismantling all of it at one time during this couple year cycle. But also successfully fighting with the banks. And you guys remember the banking crisis that was going on. So we learned a lot of stress. We learned a lot about stress. We learned to overcome fears really quickly, but we also discovered strength that we didn't know that we had. And I'll speak specifically for me, you know, the fear of losing everything, the fear of the unknown, the fear of not knowing what to do next. It really brought me into an opportunity to be present. And it was this moment where I realized when I'm home, I can be home with the kids. They were little. We'd play on the floor. They didn't need to know what stresses we were handling. They didn't need to know the big story around work or how we were feeling twisted in our stomach that everything we built might be gone, right? I realized there was a power in the present moment that could take everything else away for just a bit of time. And if I could do it once, I could repeat it. And so I started to notice the leaves on the trees were just a little bit more beautiful. The sound of kids playing in the street was just that much more sweet. The walk with my dog was more meaningful because I was with it in that moment. I didn't want to keep feeling the stress, the pain, the fear. And it brought me into this huge opportunity to begin to discover more of who I was. Because for a time, when I started asking myself that question, when everything started to build itself up again, I had no answers for that. I didn't know. If I wasn't someone's wife or someone's business partner or the mom doing all the things, I didn't know how to answer what brought me joy, what made me happy. And I sat on a desk with a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm like, I can do anything I want in the world. I can be anybody I want to be. This is my moment. What do I want to do? Nothing's holding me back.
Nothing.
And that paper stayed blank, and I'm like, that's not okay. It was that moment of asking myself, the universe, God, all, you know, there's got to be something more. And more just started to show up in strange, beautiful ways. So I wrote the book the next year, and I got to face myself as an entrepreneur wanting to be maybe an author and doing new things. I got to face just what that fear was really producing in me that had really been there all along. And it was a fear of being seen, fear of being heard, fear of showing up for the world to see me because, oh my gosh, I just lost everything. Who would I be to have anything to share with somebody?
And like you said, unless you give up the control, unless you say, what do I do? And just sit there and listen for that voice to talk to you. If you allow it, you will hear it. And creativity starts funneling new things, new ideas, and you'll surprise yourself. But that has to happen only by your own doing. No one can talk to you into it. No one can give you that. You can't find it on the social media. You need to sit with yourself, face yourself, and ask for help.
And you know, in the beginning, even before all that stress, I was noticing, you know how you just notice you're tagging your pen all the time, or your foot's like shaking, or you're always moving and fidgeting. And I realized, I'm like, what is that? Or maybe somebody brought it to my attention because I was tapping on something. Like you're just, this is how I thought, you know? And I'm like, can I just sit here for 2 minutes and not do anything? It was this game I played with myself, and I would set the timer, and I couldn't. Like 30 seconds in, I had to fidget, and it fascinated me to where that became like a new practice. And I hadn't put it all together yet then, but when we reached that moment and things started going well again, and we had an idea for a new business, and we were kind of riding the waves after the storm. Both my husband and I started having like health issues. We started having similar health issues, but he's a man and I'm a woman. And I'm like, what's going on? That's so weird. You know, we do that. That's weird. And then just keep going on living our life. Well, I had discovered that my adrenals were pretty kaput. I think they were stage 4 on the adrenal. And I'm just working out more and running and pushing harder, you know, because that's how we teach ourselves. So it really taught me to slow down and learn a new way. I had to slow way back from what I knew. And I started to nurture myself in a way that I really hadn't experienced. I think I was always successful at keeping weight down and working out and driving myself and creating things. And if I had my mind set to something, I'd make it happen, right? But if it didn't fill the mold and I had to slow down from what I thought was what was keeping everything together, I had the uncomfortable moment, the moment inside, outside of that comfort zone where I had to face myself and be like, okay, am I gonna make my worth, the way I look at things, the way I value stuff, all around the stuff that I do, or am I gonna start being the change that I want to see in the world? And so it's so interesting, like you said, nobody could tell me in that moment what I needed to do. I don't know if I would have heard it, but
Right,
I
right.
heard what I needed in the moment to take the next step. And I think in coaching, it's so important to meet our clients where they're at, because I can talk way on the metaphoric physical side, and I can talk way on the practical side, and somewhere along the way is where the client is met. But it also gives them permission to be curious about what else is available for them. And so everything I do invites us into this conversation with our body. What's the relationship in here? What's the relationship with your nervous system if you've never thought of that before? And what's the communication your body's trying to tell you? And we're overriding it, thinking we know better or that we're not paying any attention to. And so it finally shuts us down to listen. And that was the biggest key for me to create a wellness revolution for my own self instead.
Beautiful. Yes, that's exactly how many of us are starting our businesses. We have to learn through our own ups and downs to get to a certain point and then want to share this with others. Yes. But what comes to my mind is the saying that we came to this earth not to be doing things, it's to be. So why are we rushing? Why are we working so hard? And the 24 hours is never enough to finish what our to-do list shows. It's because we're not supposed to. We're supposed to be with ourselves. So this is where we begin. We need to look inward and start being, start, like you said, appreciating, being grateful for the color of the leaves that are changing, the dog that patiently walks with us, and all the rest. And of course, children. Children are such a pleasure to just play with them, just relax with, just touching them. So that's what the relaxation is to me, yes, to start looking outward, just stop chasing things
Yeah.
or people
It's like
start.
chasing perfection, kind of. But we wouldn't, like, I wouldn't have claimed that. I wouldn't say I'm not a perfectionist, you know, but all my behavior was trying to make everything perfect, hold it all together for everybody
I
else.
think we're programmed to be that way, so we have to change that programming. And I love that you can offer us the help with the energy, because we are energy being. Everything in our body, every cell in our body, and there is 50 trillion of them, radiates and pulsates at all times. When someone walks into to the room that you're sitting in, you know exactly if this is a good visit or not such a good visit, if the person is vibrating on a good plane. You know that, but sometimes you just don't let yourself feel that. This is what you do, and I would love you to expand on that.
When I think of transformation, there is this inner shift that happens by the way that we let go of how we've only thought something to be. So we have a filter of perception that happens. And a lot of times, this filter has not even begun to filter as our perception till after age 7. So we are just a supercomputer of everything our parents, our caregivers, our teachers, our experiences taught us through those 7 years, like a sponge, just picking it all up. And we had beliefs or sayings or thoughts or shoulds or need tos or have tos that have been embedded into our system that we didn't get to filter out until we began to grow older. The funny thing is, you know, the world tells us to decide what you're going to do by the time you're 18, but our filters don't really complete until age 26. So we're having this experience of ourselves based off how many clouded filters are actually put in front of us and how many big weighted suitcases we're carrying at the same time, represented by our stresses and our traumas. But when we start to layer those off piece by piece, we're left with how we're thinking about things and what else is another way to think about it, and how we're feeling those things, which is an energetic expression of not only what is in this moment showing us that mirror in life, but what else is possible to feel. And when we really tune in, there's maybe 6 to 8 feelings that we all can list off the top of our fingers: mad, sad, glad, angry, frustrated. There's just a random few, but on a spectrum, there's hundreds. And so really tuning in to what is it I'm feeling, what is it I'm thinking, and possibly what is it I'm thinking that's creating this perpetual loop around me. We're not taught to think this way. And so hearing this information and really applying it in my life for the first time was not only mind-boggling and what can be created, but proof that we can change how we're being. So my first question would be, how are you being in your world? Who are you rippling out? What are you rippling out from how you're being? And this isn't about making you feel bad. This is beginning to be our observer self, not the judger, not the inner critic, not the thing that we've taught ourselves to be, but the observer observing the behavior, the habit. So a lot of what we're talking about is what is the habit of being ourself? And what is our habit when it comes to being still? Being with ourselves? Are we scrambling out to try to get away from that? Are we distracting ourselves? Are we being okay with sitting? Are we observing what's going on, or are we just running from it? Because most of us are running from it. And I think this journey, in my definition of self-mastery, is daily practice. It's not like if I'm a self-mastery coach, a transformational coach, it doesn't mean I have it all figured out. It means I'm further along in the journey than maybe where someone else is starting. But because I can share my wisdom, maybe that resonates with somebody. And because I've trialed and erred a lot of things, I can share that with you so you don't have to go the big long route that I did to get where I'm at. You can shortcut it. So the energy of us is how we're expressing in the world. Are we the chaos as well? Are we the stress? Are we the anxiety? Are we perpetuating more anxiety? Because the truth is, we're really amazing manifestors, and we're always manifesting the most of what we think and feel. And if we're not even paying attention to it, then we feel like we're at the whim of the world. We're at the whim of the highs and the lows, at what somebody said, at the trigger that just set us off, and now we're irritated or angry. And the truth is, we have the power within us to observe and to accept where we are so we can take responsibility for another way of feeling. And this isn't bypassing a feeling state. It's literally being with the feeling long enough to decide we're done with this now. Because those were the other key codes that really expanded my growth, was I am done being, feeling, hearing my own excuses, whatever was coming up in my mind. And I may not know exactly where I'm going in the future, but I can't keep going the way I'm going. And it's always in that moment, it seems like the next podcast, book, speaker, conversation, mentor arises. And if we're willing, we will find that next step. And I think that's the best that we can expect of ourselves when we realize we're in that moment of, I'm done. My system can't keep going like this. I've got to make a change, because I can tell you to make a change all day long, but unless you're willing to do it, it's just falling to deaf ears. But when it's prime and ready for you, you don't hear my words, you feel it in your heart. It's a cellular shift. And our cells want to be in harmony. And our mind and our body know what to do when we move out of the way. The problem is, we're so stubborn and thinking we know all the things, we're oftentimes the one in the way. Make sense?
And that's why, until you let go of what's holding you back, if you know what's holding you back, I hope you can help us to figure this one out.
I'm remembering you asked a question earlier. And so, if you'd be willing to play, where is that place that you may be aware that you're holding yourself back? There's something you're wanting more of, and there's something that feels like there's a gap. And you may not know exactly what that is, or sometimes we know exactly what that is. Both are adequate here.
I don't know exactly. I just know I'm not myself.
Let
So
me teach you, just something that can be very helpful and revealing and back into your own body so you can realize that you have this beautiful power to alchemize what you're feeling, to shift what you're feeling. So I would love you to place your hand on your heart. You said your upper body, right? So noticing that maybe there's a tightness there, there's some sensation where you know that that's located with this particular sensation.
Yes.
And so if you can start to describe it to yourself or to us, you can really get an identifying kind of identity of what this is, how long it's been here. Like, is there a temperature? Is there a color? Does it remind you of something? Is it moving?
It's cold. It's
Yeah.
just cold. It's almost like it's just there and
And so here's the power of us being human in this technological body, right? Have you ever asked it what it wants you to know?
I have never asked that, no.
So when you can feel that cold block and you know it's here and you're very aware that when these particular situations arise, it's always this particular spot, I'm going to remind you that your body loves you. And just hearing that has made me cry before. And it's okay if tears come, guys. Like if you feel that, like it's really old tears that are uncried or a way the body releases. So we talk about letting go, but we don't always realize that that's part of letting go. We might burst into laughter. We might feel a little frustrated. There's other emotions attached to that. But when we ask the body, knowing that it loves us, that it has a message for us, there's some wisdom there. And it's just enough to go, oh, I never thought of that before. And it's usually something that we haven't taken action on or that we thought that we did or told ourselves we did, but it's the one thing that's probably the resistance that's inviting us to go through it, not around it. And we're spending our lifetime trying to go around it, wondering why it's not gone yet. And so, for example, and you don't have to share, obviously, we're on a podcast, this would be more personal, but if it came up to be like, why is like, journaling every day coming up or taking a walk in nature, then we just be with this. Okay, great. Are you willing to go walk in nature? Are you willing to take 5 minutes today, get up out of your desk, out of your schedule, and intend yourself to go be in nature? Or does your mind immediately find 10 reasons why it's not okay to do that because you're so busy and have other things going on and there's no time? No one's going to make that time for you. And so, if that's as the example, something that's saying, hey, I could really use to go stand outside or walk in nature. If you can find the possibility and make it a priority, then you're going to have a great amount of wisdom coming from that experience than pre-deciding it's not for you. And so, we can take this on a surface level, or we can take it down into the deep root of what we're holding on to, because those roots are the ones we are not aware of. We know something's wrong. We want to be here. We want to get here. There's this metaphorical bridge that's gapping us from getting over there. But we don't always realize that we can actually tune into what that is. So when I help my clients, I become the key to that bridge. I become that quantum leap over the bridge because they'll get there faster without having to figure it out, because it's not a figuring out problem, it's in the body, which is why we just tuned into that for you.
Yes. And I took a deep breath right after. So, yes, it released some of the weight.
Yeah. And so, if that was, for example, the thing that was being told for you to do, and you got off this call and went and did that for 5 minutes, and then sat with it and said, okay, I had five. Wow, I actually have 5 minutes every single day. What am I choosing to do instead? You know what? 5 minutes, I actually have 10, and it feels really good to be out here. Okay, why? You start asking better questions. What is it that's keeping me from 10 minutes of this for myself every day? And then you're starting getting some real answers. You're making everybody else's schedule more important. I'm putting myself on the back burner. I'm compromising what I want. And these are really important things, not to make you feel bad, guys, but to be to the truth of where we kind of put ourselves in the priority list.
Yes, actually, you brought up an important aspect of self-care. Self-care is nothing that it's written in stone. Self-care is everything that you do to care for yourself. So it doesn't matter. Is it a cream or is it fresh air? It doesn't matter.
Are we nurturing the body? The body's always holding the truth. Sometimes we don't want to see the truth. Sometimes we face it and it feels a little uncertain. And sometimes it brings us right to the truth of, you know what? I've been totally ignoring this about myself. I've been blaming the world. I've been complaining, but I haven't been actually taking action with what I say that I want. And when it comes to a lot of the basic self-cares, how I'm eating, what's fueling my body, why do I keep eating the things that I'm not feeling good about? These are the deeper questions that we can actually find the solutions for. And when we get to the root, those sustainable changes don't affect us the same anymore. But the importance of knowing how to shift our mindset, how to recognize our energy, listening to what's actually happening without judging, and being willing to move through our triggers, the drama stories the mind creates, because it's a little meaning-making machine. It makes meaning over everything, but not necessarily always true. We can get better at bridging our own gap and stepping into our power to make the next choice, the next decision. And so often we feel so frozen and strapped because we're afraid to make the right decision. And in that, we don't make any decision at all, except indecision.
Or how is it that you work? How can
Yeah,
you?
I imagine, probably like yourself, you can speak, of course, but you have a long list of certifications and different things that you've learned. I'm no different. I learned me through all of those experiences and I wanted to know more. And then some of them were just fascinating to me and I wanted to know more. And some of them I was a little afraid of and I wanted to know more. And a lot of those were, Reiki healing energy or energy work in general. And because the world, some of it got it and some of it didn't. But then as I discovered myself, I was realizing people weren't always comfortable learning all that stuff. And so it really allowed me to step fully into my unapologetic self. And by learning that, I realized, oh, it didn't have to be either thing. It was a combination of all that I'm doing. So even on this call, we're sending energy. We're wanting it to be of love. We're wanting it to be of harmony. We're wanting it to be resonant for those who are willing and ready to hear the messages, right? So with my clients, I can just intend that focus that much more. But we're really going to dive into where do they, what do they want to create? What success are they wanting in life? Is that with their health, their vitality, their money, their business, their next level of what they're wanting to experience? And all of those things are relationship. There's something we all want. We want to belong. We want to trust ourselves. We want to love ourselves more, right? And these are always the things that we say in social circles because those are on the surface. I play in the drivers, the values, the deeper parts underneath the iceberg. There's the big old iceberg underneath the water than just what we see on the top to help you really come home to you. So through numerology, I use that as a personality aspect to find our patterns. What is the empowering pattern that wants to reveal itself? What's coming up that wants to shift? I use energy work to help us feel in the body and feel safe doing so because sometimes we don't want to face those difficulties or the things that challenged us in the past. We don't need to chase it. We just need to be with what's happening now and decide what else is possible. It's all energy shifting. Energy doesn't die, it moves into something else, right? So it doesn't just stop. We get to move it into more peace, more ease, more value, more love, more freedom, right? There's other feeling states available. And in the mind, we'll be very clear on all the things we don't want, but we're afraid to decide what we do want because we were out of practice or it never felt like it was okay. We were just so good at giving everybody else what they wanted that it can create stress. So we go in and we talk to the body so we can listen to the nervous system because it's the thing that's wanting to have peace and calm. And the relationship within ourself is one that's sacred. It wants to have a loving, trusting relationship. And on our journey, as we learn to love and trust our body more, there's the other side of it where it gets to trust us too. And it's a whole nother question. So we're never one and done. It's a deepening, it's an expansion, it's an awakening into a greater conversation around love, but not the love that we know is like relational love. It's unconditional, it's unity consciousness, a greater conscious awareness of the things that create the struggle for us and the things that can actually move it into more peace. And we're all meeting ourselves there at different moments. And with so much happening in the world, people are awakening to parts of themselves that probably fit into the description we talked about earlier, where whatever I was doing before isn't working. I don't know what it is next, but something in me has shifted and I can't not see that anymore. And I'm not exactly sure where I go next or what's happening to me next is usually the conversation. And it's an invitation, in my opinion, to come home to yourself. What brings me joy in this moment? And am I living from that greatest joy? Because if you're not, then you're living somewhere else that's not bringing you joy. And we talk about our ability to decide again, to choose again. You can get curious, why do I keep choosing the fear? Because sometimes we don't know that that feels at least comfortable. We've been doing it for a really long time. We taught ourselves, right? So, what brings you joy? And maybe take that piece of paper and ask a better question than what I did originally, right? What brings me joy? Walking outside, you said going out in nature, touching trees, maybe sitting by a stream. Maybe it's listening to your favorite music. Maybe it's watching the sunset. Maybe it's having a cup of coffee by the fireplace, right? Where are those places where something can be so simple and simple not to do that when we choose the joy, we actually get to experience the feeling of joy because we gave ourselves the moment. Then we can actually shift our own perspective because there's always something to be grateful for. There's always something we can find with more appreciation. And when we turn on that mechanism of the mind, that reticular activation system is always seeking likeness. So if you've been telling it to find more fear and problems, it'll go find it. But if you tell it to go find more joy and gratitude, it'll find that too. And then you get to choose how much more of that you want.
That's what I always talk about, the self-talk. We need to start having a good conversation with ourselves, to ourselves, because this is so important. Our brain, our cells hear us, and they give us exactly what we talk them into.
I cannot remember the name of the gentleman who did the water study. You can Google it on YouTube. Water study in New York City subway, and he had different bats of water that he'd play like hard rock to, and this one got classical music, and this one got something a talk sweet to, and it had made snowflakes after he froze it, and it captured the vibration that was poured into the water, right? So every one of them were different. And one would look more peaceful and beautiful when it had classical music, and the other one that was talked to nicely had this beautiful thing, and the other one was kind of distorted and like jaggly. We're water. We're 90% water. Our cells are water, and they have memory. And so, if that happens to water in a vat, what's happening to the programming in our mind with the news and the music and the like being mindful of what is around us and how we're speaking and how we're speaking to ourselves and what we're listening to? It can change your world just doing that because that shifts your vibration and what you will or will not allow. What are you no longer here for? And then where is your inconsistency where you can just make those little shifts to bring in more of that peaceful, let's say snowflake in this matter, imaginary snowflake in our own mind because your cells are remembering. They're remembering your thoughts. They're remembering your feelings. They're remembering the environment. And they get to shift too. And if they're replicating in the memory of the toxicity, know that you can replicate in the memory of the peace and the ease as well. So that's a whole nother deeper, beautiful conversation. But it's true and it's proven by quantum science. It's proven by all kinds of different experiments. It's readily available for us to tap into. But that gets me excited because we can literally believe ourselves into wealth, health, and anything else that we want. And all we got to do is identify the gap and where we don't think it's true for us. And that's where coaches come in. That's where I can help you.
And I've watched The Secret, and I saw the same experiment or different experiment and the same concept. So this can change instantaneously. Your thoughts can create chaos in your cells, but the second thought, then the peaceful thought, can actually undo the damage. So you're never doomed, essentially. You're always ahead of the game.
And I recently learned this, and I want to share it with you as well, because we'll mistaken the law of attraction sometimes for, well, oh gosh, I had this one thought, now I'm doomed. No. It has to be 51% of the time what you're thinking will manifest into reality. So again, you're an amazing manifester already. Look around at what you're manifesting. More anxiety, more chaos, or more creation, more joy, more peace, more gratitude. The scale will always tip in the favor of the 51%, but we have control over the 51%. And that's the most amazing thing to me ever. We get to be erred and human and what's the word I'm thinking of? Not the messy middle, but we get to be like making mistakes. It's not gonna like rain down on us and change all the things. But if we can be aware of where our focus and attention and feelings are 51% of the time, that 1% makes all the difference.
Yes, and we need to make mistakes because otherwise we can't
We're
get
not perfect. The shadow with the light, right? With the
Yes.
mistakes with the good times.
We have to. So never blame yourself for making the mistake because you have to. Unless you fall down, you can't get up, right?
We're going to learn way more from our mistakes than we are from having it all gifted to us. So.
Beautiful. So thank you so much. Michelle, I would like you to tell us where, if someone wants to have a session with you and try to start the inner work, how
Yeah.
would they connect with you?
I am all over Facebook and Instagram. I am also located on YouTube, and I'll make sure you have those links. But the best place to go is www.michellelaine.com. So MICHELLAINE.com. You can dive into some freebies that are there. You can connect with me on a call. You can schedule a success session with me, or you can even dive into your numbers and check out your personality code. So there's lots of fun things to check out there, but it'll point you to the direction of how to connect with me specifically if you'd like to have a session or dive in even deeper. So I invite you there, as well as my podcast that I have called the Michelle Lane Podcast. And all those delicious things are on the website for you. So that's the best place to go.
Perfect. So thank you so much. And yes, we're going to visit you and we all want to go get back to balance. And I know you can help us. Thank you. And I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.